You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Minister for the Environment Nick Smith is set to release a statement on the state of New Zealand's fresh waterways. Currently, the standard for New Zealand freshwater systems states that they must be at least wadeable. Adela Bede spoke to Green Party member Catherine Delahunty, who thinks the standard is not high enough.
Oh, there are many, many things we can do, but we do have to change the corporate agriculture system is a big problem. So in the cities, we've got a big problem with the way our wastewater and stormwater are managed, and that's polluting our creeks. But overwhelmingly, the biggest problem is from intensive dairying. And so what we need to do is change the national standards around fresh water, which are currently, they only have to be wadeable, and we say that the government must change them to swimmable. Now, we know Nick Smith's going to make an announcement very shortly about that, but it better be robust and it better be real, because many, many New Zealanders have called him out on this and are calling the government out. There's lots we can do. We can put a commercial a price on commercial use of water. We can exclude stock by robust fencing and planting, and we can set up really good regional rules around water and agriculture so that we're not polluting. But really, the biggest shift we have to make is we've got 10 million cattle beasts on the land now. Each one of them produces 15 times the waste of a single human being. We have just gone too far in terms of corporate agriculture. And so, you know, the Fonterra, some people call it Fonterrorism, have actually encouraged farmers into debt and putting more and more animals on the land, requiring more and more water, requiring more and more pollutants. And this all passes through the animals and ends up in our waterways, which is why we've got to the degraded state we've got to today. There's lots we can do, but there has to be the political courage to do it.
And how can we get the government on board?
Well, the government has refused to come on board, so all we can do is keep pressuring. Like right now, we've got petitions, we've had a number of them that community groups and particularly Māori have brought to Parliament. We've had a lot of pressure on the government. We'll see what Nick Smith announces, because he did a big consultation on water. But my fear is that he's not going to step up, because he doesn't want to challenge the basic problem, which is the agricultural system, the way it's managed at the moment. There's some great farmers out there doing a fantastic job of managing agriculture so that it's clean and green, but they are not incentivised by the way the government is acting. The government's chucking, they've got a fund, $400 million fund, to help people irrigate their farms, which just creates more water, more dependency on water during climate change, and more nutrients getting washed off into our waterways. So people need to vote for a change of government if they want clean water.
And speaking of dairy, can you please elaborate on the relationship between overpopulated cows and clean rivers?
Well, you see, every cow, as I said, every cow produces 15 times the waste of a person. And so when you have too many of them, and when that land is overburdened and overstocked, all of their waste, particularly their urine, leaks through the soil. It's called diffuse nitrogen. It leaks through the soil and it ends up in the waterways. And then you mix that with too much fertilizer and too much PKE, which is what they feed cows, to try and keep this number of cows going. So all of that passes through the animal and ends up in our rivers. And our rivers now are 62% are too degraded to swim in quite a bit of the time, and our kids no longer have the right to fresh water, and that is a disgrace.
And in what way do you think this will affect farmers, and what do you expect the reactions will be about this?
Well, there's a lot of good farmers stepping up to the plate and who really want to reduce nitrogen, manage their farms better, and they'll make more money if they go organic. So that is actually a fact. But unfortunately, the banks and Fonterra are pressuring them to do what they call high-volume, low-value farming, which continues to pollute. So the ones who are already on board, they're going to be pleased to hear us call for this. There are those who are going to be worried, because at the moment, the government and Fonterra and all the banks are actually pushing the opposite. So we actually have a lot of changes to make to the system in terms of the way farming's managed. And so there will be farmers saying, oh, we can't afford to change. We say they can't afford not to. They could do better and do the right thing by having a high-value, low-volume farming system, which is what this country was actually built on.
Brilliant. And also, how will calling a commercial price on water affect the water industry?
Well, what it does, particularly for people like the water bottlers and the irrigators, is it says to them, you cannot privatise a public resource for nothing. Because at the moment, they're taking water for water bottling and exporting it. They're taking water for irrigation. And basically, that water itself has no price on it. We believe there should be no price on water for human beings, for drinking water, for the public good. But if these people are going to use this water to make a profit, then they should pay for it. And then if that's a disincentive, well, good, get out of the market, because actually you're taking a resource that belongs to everybody and you're privatising it for your own benefit. That's not okay with us.
Finally, what does clean, swimmable rivers mean for a better environmentally friendly New Zealand?
Clean, swimmable rivers means that our kids can go to the local creek and jump in, and we don't have to look up a website to see whether it's too sick today or whether the dog will die. Clean, swimmable rivers is what I'm lucky enough to have at home in the Coromandel, and every child in this country should have. Your local creek, your local river should be fresh, clean, it should be full of life, it should smell good, it should look good, because it's not being used as a drain.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.